صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غين. طه، ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى، تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلا، الرحمن على العرش استوى، له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى، وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. الله لا إله إلا هو، أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. فلما أتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى، وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى، إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري، إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى، فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى، وما تلك بيمينك يا موسى، قال هي عصاي أتوكأ عليها وأهش بها على غنمي ولي فيها مآرب أخرى، قال ألقها يا موسى، فألقاها فإذا هي حية تسعى، قال خذها ولا تخف سنعيدها سيرتها الأولى، واضمم يدك إلى جناحك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء آية أخرى، لنريك من آياتنا الكبرى، اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قال رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، واجعل لي وزيرا من أهلي، هارون أخي اشدد به أزري وأشركه في أمري كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا إنك كنت بنا بصيرا. قال قد أوتيت سؤلك يا موسى ولقد مننا عليك مرة أخرى إذ أوحينا إلى أمك ما يوحى أن اقذفيه في التابوت فاقذفيه في اليم فليلقه اليم بالساحل يأخذه عدو لي وعدو له وألقيت عليك محبة مني ولتصنع على عيني. إذ تمشي أختك فتقول هل أدلكم على من يكفله فرجعناك إلى أمك كي تقر عينها ولا تحزن وقتلت نفسا فنجيناك من الغم وفتناك فتونا فلبثت سنين في أهل مدين ثم جئت على قدري يا موسى واصطنعتك لنفسي اذهب أنت وأخوك بآياتي ولا تنيا في ذكري اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انت السلام عليك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليك هذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الشقاق والنفاق وسوء الأخلاق. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه، ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيه. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك مسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك لك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقبتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. صلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. حديث للناس عن حكيم بن حزام رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى. هذا الحكيم بن حزام رضي الله عنه mentions from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that that hand that is on top, that hand that is giving, that hand is better than that hand that is receiving. وابدأ بمن تعول, and begin giving with those of that are your dependents. In other words, start with your family, start with them first, and then you start moving outwards. وَخَيْرُ الصَّدَقَةِ مَا كَانَ عَنَّ ظَهْرِ غِنًا. And the best type of sadaqah is that sadaqah which leaves the person self-sufficient after he gives. After he gives, he has sufficient left. He doesn't give so much in the passion of the moment and the desire to give suddenly when he sees an emotion, that he gives all his wealth away and now he realizes that he is in need of something. Now he himself becomes in the place that he was, that he saw the other people in. In other words, he gave everything. As you mentioned, you do get people on that level of tawakkul who can do this. That their level of tawakkul is so high, and ulama explains that there are some conditions even for them at that stage where they can give everything away. One is they must have that level of sabr in their life. In other words, now that they have given everything away, they got that sabr, they won't complain. The second thing is they mustn't be owing anybody anything. Very often it happens a man is giving charity here, giving charity there, but he's owing people money. It shouldn't be such. The best thing for him to do is take that money that he's got and pay the people that he's owing. And thereafter he has extra, then he should give in charity. Similar thing happens Umrah time, Hajj time, etc. People owing money, but they go for Umrah, they go for Hajj, they think they're doing a very good thing. The better thing to do is to get yourself out of debt and pay the debt. There's a different situation where a person has got an understanding with the creditor that I've got so many days terms, I've got terms to pay. In other words, he pays in those terms. It's not that that amount is outstanding for long and now he just gives in charity or he disappears overseas. But he's got terms, as according to the term payment plan, he's paying well. Then if a person goes, there's no harm. The next condition, dimension for a person to give, like this, to give everything away, is this person's family must be able to tolerate. So he is giving everything away, but his family doesn't have that level of sabr. So he might be at a high level of taqwa. His family is not at a high level of taqwa. They will start making complaints. Now it becomes very difficult for him to live with his family like that. All sorts of problems will start. So these conditions are very important for a person to fulfill before he decides that he wants to give everything away. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that the best form of charity is that charity that leaves a person sufficient after he has given also. وَمَنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْ يُعِفَّهُ اللَّهُ. That person who seeks to be chaste, one explanation, Allah Pak will make it such, Allah will assist him to be chaste. The next thing is a person who desires to be self-sufficient. In other words, his heart and his desires, he doesn't really depend on other people. He doesn't want to be such that I won't depend on other people. He makes his niyat and he strives to be self-sufficient. Allah Pak will make him self-sufficient. وَمَنْ يَسْتَغْنِي يُغْنِهِ اللَّهُ. That person who desires and wants to be independent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him independent. He won't need help, assistance, and all types of people assisting him, helping him different ways, whether it's physically, whether it's financially, whether he needs people helping him just to go from here to the masjid, whatever thing, or go from here to the hospital, go from here wherever he needs. This person he made near that, oh Lapak, you make me independent. Sometimes he won't even have a car. He won't even have too much of money. But because of his determination of being independent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that his kaam gets done. Sometimes person will just come offer him out of the blue, person will offer him, I want to take you here and I want to take you there and I'm happy to take you. As we go along, we'll see which situation the person should accept gifts and which situation he shouldn't accept gifts. Also, this is also shown to us from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we must accept favors and when we mustn't accept favors from people. An Abi Abdurrahman Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam la tulhifu fil mas'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that don't insist in asking. If a person has to ask, then sometime in some situations you have to ask. A person is put in a situation where he needs to ask, but then also be very careful. We find the pious people that when they ask for something, even in their own homes, I know some of my asatiza, that when they ask for something in their own homes also, they won't ask directly. Indirectly they'll ask. For example, if they're feeling for pickle, they won't say, bring me the pickle. Although they know there is pickle there. What they'll do is they'll say, in Gujarati or in Urdu, they'll say, achar che, pani che, like that. They'll just ask, is there water, is there pickle? They'll just give an indication. They won't even ask directly. This hadith is not talking about asking directly. See, don't insist in asking. Sometimes a person has to ask and he may ask, but don't insist, because insan's tabiat is not like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that the more you insist and the more you cry and the more you ask, the more happy Allah Pak gets. And insan's tabiat is such that the more you ask him, now the more he wants to refrain from you, the more upset he becomes. So therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that do not insist when you have to ask. At that time don't insist. فَوَاللَّهِ لَا يَسْأَلُنِي أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ شَيْئًا فَتُخْرِجُ لَهُ مَسْأَلَتُهُ مِّنِّي شَيْئًا وَأَنَا لَهُ كَارِهٌ فَيُبَارَكَ لَهُ فِي مَا أَعْطِيتُهُ. رواه مسلم. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then takes an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says that I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody asks me for anything, and his asking is such, because of his style of asking, and he's asking in such, it causes me now to give him something. وَأَنَا لَهُ كَارِهٌ, but I'm not happy to give him. I'm not happy to give this person, but because of his insisting, I'm just giving it to him. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that person won't have any barakat in what I am giving him. Imagine who could be better in receiving something from than receiving from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is cautioning us that be careful that if you're going to insist when you're asking, then I'm giving it to you, despite me being the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam giving it to you, how people will treasure that. But because of your insisting, I'm just giving you, there'll be no barakat in what you are getting. So this is a lesson for us all, that sometimes when we do ask, they don't insist, because their barakat is now removed. And when Allah Pak wants to give us, He'll give us. So this was the quality of the pious people of the past. They would never ask anybody, and forget not asking anybody, they won't even indirectly show people that their condition is difficult. There's a story, Waqiyah, we'll end up on this, of a very pious person. He was a great ustaz, great alim in the madrasa. And there was some relative of his that came to study in the madrasa. So now students, when they come to the madrasa to study, then often they like and they feel for home food. Because the food in the madrasa is nice also, but it's not home standards. So every now and then they would make a request to some people in the area, or some people, friends they know, or the family that is coming, that please, when you're coming from home, bring some home food, we like to eat home food. So this relative of this ustad, this principal of the madrasa, the relative of his made a request to the khadim there. He said, you know what, ask my uncle or bring some food from home. This is my relative. So then the khadim said, you know what, he's your relative, he's the principal of the ustad, he's the principal of the home, of the madrasa. But at home there's complete faqa, there's poverty at his house. There's no food in his house. So then he said, I didn't even know that is the situation. I've got money with me. I don't mind. I'll prepare a meal and send it for him. I will make sure that the meal is nice, and now I'll prepare and send it for the ustad at home. So then the khadim said, please don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. That is the day I will get in trouble, because I took out the secret of the home. The secret of the home was poverty. And if Hazrat comes to know that I took out the secret from the home, that is the end of me. So don't ever do that. But this is his style, that when he's coming out of the house, he'll look for the best kurta he got in his cupboard. He'll wear the topi, he'll comb his hair nicely. He'll come out as though there's no problem at home. He's looking smart, he's looking trim, and he's looking proper. So people don't know that there's poverty at home. This was the style of our Kabir, that they won't show anybody that they're going through the difficulty, even though they may be going through difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us these type of qualities where we don't ask, we don't insist. And in other words, we show other people also that alhamdulillah, we're happier with the lot that Allah Pak has given us. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.